Your healing light. Look deep within the center of your heart and find that tiny little pinpoint of brilliantly colored light. It is such a beautiful color. It is the very center of your love and healing energy. Watch the little pinpoint of light begin to pulsate. And as it pulsates, it grows until it fills your heart. See this light moving through your body, from the top of your head to the tip of your toes and the tip of your fingers. You are absolutely glowing with this beautiful colored light. It is your love and your healing energy. Let your whole body vibrate with this light. You can say to yourself, with every breath I take, I am getting healthier and healthier. Feel this light cleansing your body of dis-ease. And allowing normal, vibrant health to return to you. Let this light begin to radiate out from you in all directions. Let your healing energy touch everyone whom you know needs it. What a privilege it is to share your love and light and healing energy with those who are in need of healing. Let your light move into hospitals and nursing homes and orphanages and prisons, mental hospitals, and other institutions of despair. Let it bring hope and enlightenment and peace. Let it move into every home in the city in which you live, where there is pain and suffering. Let your love and light and healing energy bring comfort to those in need. Let it move into the churches and soften the hearts of those involved so that they can operate with unconditional love. Let the beautiful light that comes from your heart move into the Capitol and government buildings, bringing enlightenment and the message of truth. Let it move into every capital in every government. Select one place on the planet as a place that you would like to help heal. And concentrate your light on that place. It may be very far away, or it may be around the corner. Concentrate your love and light and your healing energy on this place, and see it come into balance and harmony. See it whole. Take a moment every day to send your love and light and healing energy to this particular place on the planet. We are the people. We are the children. We are the world. We are the future. What we give out comes back to us multiplied. Give your love. And so it is. Receiving prosperity. Let's realize some positive qualities for ourselves. We are open and receptive to wonderful new ideas. We allow prosperity to enter into our lives on a level that it has never entered before. We deserve the best. We are willing to accept the best. Our income is constantly increasing. We move away from poverty thinking into prosperity thinking. We love ourselves. We rejoice in who we are. And we know that life is here for us and will supply us with everything that we need. We move from success to success, from joy to joy, and from abundance to abundance. We are one with the power that created us. We express for ourselves the greatness that we are. We are divine, magnificent, expressions of life, and we are open and receptive to all good. And so it is. Welcome the child. Put your hand over your heart. Close your eyes. Allow yourself not only to see your inner child, but to be that child. And let my voice be your family as I say to you, we're so glad you came. We've been waiting for you. We wanted you so much to be part of our family. You're so important to us. We're so glad you're a little boy. We're so glad you're a little girl. We love your uniqueness and your specialness. The family wouldn't be the same without you. We love you. We want to hold you. We want to help you grow up to be all that you can be. You don't have to be like us. You can be yourself. You're so beautiful. You're so bright. You're so creative. It gives us such a pleasure to have you here. We love you more than anything in the whole world. We thank you for choosing our family. We know you're blessed. You have blessed us by coming. We love you. We really love you. Let your little child make these words true for it. Be aware that every day you can hold yourself and say these words. You can look in the mirror and say these words. You can hold a friend and say these words. Tell yourself all the things you wanted your parents to tell you. Your little child needs to feel wanted and loved. Give that to your child. No matter how old you are, or how sick, or how scared, your little child needs to be wanted and loved. Keep telling your child, I want you and I love you. It is the truth for you. The universe wants you here, and that's why you are here. You've always been loved. And will always be loved throughout eternity. You can live happily ever after. And so it is. Love is healing. Love is the most powerful healing force there is. I open myself to love. I am willing to love and to be loved. I see myself prosper. I see myself healthy. I see myself creatively fulfilled. And I live in peace and safety. Send everyone you know thoughts of comfort and acceptance and support and love. Be aware that as you send these thoughts out, you also receive them back. Envelop your family in a circle of love, whether they are living or not. Include your friends, the people at work, and everyone from your past, and all the people you would like to forgive, but don't know how. Send love to everyone with AIDS and cancer, and to the friends and lovers, hospice workers, doctors, nurses, alternative therapists, and caretakers. Let's see an end to AIDS and cancer and other terminal illness. In your mind's eye, see a headline that reads, Cure for Cancer Found. Cure for AIDS Found. Put yourself in this circle of love. Forgive yourself. Affirm that you have wonderful, harmonious relationships with your parents, where there is mutual respect and caring on both sides. Let the circle of love envelop the entire planet. And let your heart open so you can find that space within you where there is unconditional love. See everyone living with dignity and in peace and joy. You are worth loving. You are beautiful. You are powerful. You open yourself to all good. And so it is. We are free to be ourselves in order to be whole. We must accept all of ourselves. So let your heart open and make plenty of room in there for all the parts of yourself. The parts that you are proud of and the parts that embarrass you. The parts you reject and the parts you love. They are all of you. You are beautiful. We all are. When your heart is full of love for yourself, then you have so much to share with others. Let this love now fill your room and permeate out to all the people that you know. Put the people you want in the center of your room so that they can receive the love from your overflowing heart, from your child to theirs. Now see all the children in all the people dancing as children dance, skipping and shouting and turning somersaults and cartwheels, filled with exuberant joy, expressing all the best of the child within. And let your child go and play with the other children. Let your child dance. Let your child feel safe and free. Let your child be all that it ever wanted to be. You are perfect, whole, and complete. And all is well in your wonderful world. And so it is. A circle of love. see yourself standing in a very safe space. Release your burdens and pains and fears. Old negative addictions and patterns. See them falling away from you. Then see yourself standing in your safe place with your arms wide open, saying, I am open and receptive to, declaring for yourself what it is you want. Not what you don't want, but what you do want. And know that it is possible. See yourself whole and healthy, at peace. See yourself filled with love. All we need is one idea to change our lives. On this planet, we can be in a circle of hate, or we can be in a circle of love and healing. I choose to be in a circle of love. I realize that everyone wants the same things I want. We want to express ourselves creatively in ways that are fulfilling. We want to be peaceful and safe. And in this space, feel your connection with other people in the world. Let the love in you go from heart to heart. And as your love goes out, know that it comes back to you multiplied. I send comforting thoughts to everyone, and know that these thoughts are returning to me. See the world becoming an incredible circle of light. And so it is. You deserve love. We don't have to believe everything. In the perfect time-space sequence, that which you need will rise to the surface. Each one of us has the ability to love ourselves more. Each one of us deserves to be loved. We deserve to live well, to be healthy, to be loved and loving, to prosper, and the little child deserves to grow up to have a wonderful, wonderful life. See yourself surrounded by love. See yourself happy and healthy and whole. See yourself as you would like your life to be. Put in all the details. Know that you deserve it. Then take the love from your heart and let it begin to flow, filling your body with healing energy. Let your love begin to flow around the room and around your home, till you are in an absolutely enormous circle of love. Feel the love circulating, so that as it goes out from you, it returns to you. The most powerful healing force is love. Let it circulate over and over again. Let it wash through your body. You are love. And so it is. A new decade. See a new door opening to a decade of great healing. Healing that we have not understood in the past. We are in the process of learning the incredible abilities that we have within ourselves. And we are learning to get in touch with those parts of ourselves that have the answer and are there to lead us and guide us in ways that are for our highest good. So let's see this new door opening wide and ourselves stepping through it to find healing in many, many different forms. For healing means different things to different people. Many of us have bodies that need healing. Some of us have hearts that need healing, or minds that need healing. So we are open and receptive to the healing that we each need individually. We open the door wide for personal growth, and we move through this doorway knowing we are safe. It is only change. And so it is. Spirit am I. We are the only ones who can save the world. As we band together with a common cause, we find the answer. We must always remember that there is a part of us that is far more than our body, far more than our personality, far more than our diseases, and more than our past. There is a part of us that is more than our relationships. The very central core of us is pure spirit, eternal, always has been, and always will be. We are here to love ourselves and to love each other. By doing this, we will find the answers so that we can heal ourselves and the planet. We are going through extraordinary times. All sorts of things are changing. We may not even know the depth of the problem, yet we are swimming as best we can. This too shall pass, and we will find solutions. We are spirit, and we are free. We connect on a spiritual level, for we know that level can never be taken from us. And on the level of spirit, we are all one. We are free. And so it is. A world that is safe. If you're in a group, you might like to hold a hand on either side of you. We've touched on many things, and each of us has something we can relate to. We've talked about negative things and positive things. We've talked about fears and frustrations, and how scary it is to go up to somebody and just say hello. Many of us still do not trust ourselves to take care of ourselves. And we feel lost and lonely. Yet we have been working on ourselves for some time and have noticed that our lives are changing. Lots of problems in the past aren't problems anymore. It doesn't change overnight, but if we are persistent and consistent, positive things do happen. So let's share the energy we have and the love we have with other people. Know that as we give from our hearts, we are also receiving from other hearts. Let's open our hearts so that we can take in everyone with love, support, and caring. Let's move that love to people in the street who have no home and no place to go. Let's share our love with those who are angry, frightened, or in pain. Every person, and all those in denial, those who are in the process of leaving the planet, and those who have already left. Let's share our love with everybody, whether they accept it or not. There is no way we can be hurt if our love is rejected. Let's hold the entire planet in our hearts. The animals, fish, the birds, the vegetation, and all the people. All the people we are angry at or frustrated with. Those who are not doing it our way. And those who are expressing so-called evil. Let's take them into our hearts too. So that out of the feeling of safety, they can begin to recognize who they really are. See peace breaking out all over the planet. Know that you are contributing to that peace right now. Rejoice that you have the ability to do something. You are a beautiful person. Acknowledge yourself for how wonderful you are. Know that it is the truth for you. And so it is. The light has come. An exercise for two people. Sit opposite your partner and hold your partner's hand. Look into each other's eyes. Take a nice deep breath and release any fear that you may have. Take another deep breath and release your judgment and allow yourself to be with this person. What you see in them is a reflection of you, a reflection of what is in you. It's all right. We are all one. We breathe the same air. We drink the same water. We eat the foods of the earth. We have the same desires and needs. We all want to be healthy. We all want to love and be loved. We all want to live comfortably and peacefully. And we want to prosper. We all want to live our lives with fulfillment. Allow yourself to look at this person with love and be willing to receive the love back. Know that you are safe. As you look at your partner, affirm for them perfect health. Affirm for them loving relationships so that they are surrounded by loving people wherever they may be. Affirm for them prosperity so that they live comfortably. Affirm for them comfort and safety. And know that what you give out returns to you multiplied. So affirm for them the very best of everything. And know that they deserve it. And see them willing to accept it. And so it is. Feel your power. Feel your power. Feel the power of your breath. Feel the power of your sound. Feel the power of your love. Feel the power of your forgiveness. Feel the power of your willingness to change. Feel your power. You are beautiful. You are a divine, magnificent being. You deserve all good, not just some, but all good. Feel your power. Be at peace with it. For you are safe. Welcome this new day with open arms and with love. Feel your power. And so it is. I love you. This is Louise Hay.